Oh, I guess I'm recording now. I got the.
We got to go into the thing when we're already in the thing. And that's what she said.
Hey, welcome to Mouth of Broadcast, everybody. Hi, I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
That was the fastest intro ever. Because I'm just hovering over the button, and like, I guess I just have like Parkinson's or something. Just like, oh, my finger twitch. I clicked the button.
Have I been sounding okay? Because I just realized I was all up on the mic again.
No, you're fine now. All I think right. It was all my fault because
okay.
I have been doing podcasts for now 8.5 years, yep. And I don't know how to fucking work my microphone. This fucking drink.
Yeah, tell me about this drink. I've been dying to hear about it.
The plebes that don't pay for the video can't see this fantastic drink, but it's delicious. This is something that Chief invented for me basically tonight. Well, not for me, for us. But I'm stealing it. I'm Christopher Columbusing this motherfucker. So he got spicy tamarind flavored vodka at the liquor store. And we're like, what the hell can we do with this? He went and got lime juice and tamarind soda.
Oh.
And then he, what is this shit called? Chamoy. And like poured it along the side of the glass and did a rim of tahini on the edge. So it's like spicy and sweet and it tastes fucking delicious.
Wow.
Like this is one of my favorite cocktails that I've ever fucking had.
It looks really good.
It's very refreshing.
I do have a problem with flavored vodkas though. They tend to cause headaches.
Interesting.
So
this is a Smirnoff. It's not the infused fancy stuff that I was talking up last time.
Right,
this
right.
Probably has sugar in it.
Yeah,
I'm breaking my diet hardcore with this shit. I mean the soda. It's
the
that,
soda alone.
Yeah, it's that pure Mexican cane sugar shit. So at least it's pure. I mean, I don't know. I backed off of drinking for like. A week or so. I lost a little bit of the weight that I'd put on, just enough to like get me comfortable again. And then I started drinking whiskey and salted caramel Crown Royal.
Oh shit.
Fucking amazing shit.
Do you mix that with anything? You just have it on the rocks?
We tried it on the rocks. We mixed it with rum chata and did it in the blender with some ice, and it was like an alcoholic milkshake.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, we're drinking way too much. I mean, it's, you know, I'm not like an actual alcoholic or anything. Just, you know, I'm just putting on weight.
Just enjoying yourself.
Calories. Yeah, because it's 2020 and I need something to cope with life. So
other than drinking, what have you been up to?
So Justin and I have been writing more Bell and Dubs.
Woot woot.
Speaking of which, like a picture, giant picture of Justin's face just came up in my Chromecast. He's staring at me, judging me right now. So we've been writing more Bell and Dubs and doing some shit on the Discord. We are getting more into streaming. We're trying to do this. I've been having some technical difficulties. I'm trying to upgrade my equipment and I only have but so much room. So we're done trying to do some Twitch streaming where we're going to play Bell and Dubs like in character and like, you know, improv, no net, that shit, like as we're playing Red Dead. And then, oh God, like I haven't talked to him about whether or not what we're doing, whether or not we can announce it, but big things are afoot in the realm of Jenny and Justin doing shit. We're collaborating, if you will.
All right.
I don't know what else to say. I don't know. But he's been teasing on his podcast. So I'm like, I feel like I should say something. You know, he's got the Oh Hi Justin jank. So everyone listening right now, if you're not already in our Discord, we'll put up a link in the show notes so you can join us. So just go to mouthybroadcast.com, and actually there's already a link on mouthybroadcast.com. It just says join our Discord or some shit like that. Click on that and join us, because it's kind of like, it's kind of becoming my new social media. Like, I go on there and chat with the people that I like talking to, and I check Facebook a couple times, and that's it. And I go, I go on Twitter still, but as far as like the chit chat and stuff, like, I'm on Discord.
It's a really nice interaction. Nobody's angry. Well, sometimes people get angry, but not at each other.
I mean, I do it for fun. Justin does his playlist game every Monday night at 11. We do the Jackbox on Tuesdays. Sometimes we do an extra playlist game. Like, we're doing shit. We're like, we're having fun. Like, and that's, we might do like a Thanksgiving ish time frame thing. So join us. It's great fun.
Yay.
Yes. So that's my update. We're I guess a teaser for Bell and Dubs. Like, we're doing an in-between season before we do the next season, and that should be out, like, I think actually in only like a month or so. We've written most of it already. Like, we've just banged it out. Fucking, I think
bang bang bang. Yeah.
I can't make those jokes anymore. I'm getting in trouble. Lauren just gave me a look. Like, shut your fucking mouth.
I didn't make the joke. It's not my fault.
So I think we need to follow up.
Last week we told a story about
not
racism.
Last week, because we skipped a week, like a couple
whatever
of lazy.
Last time you heard us.
Right.
If you chose to listen, unless you decided not to listen. Last time we recorded, I told a little story that I thought was just going to be light and funny about somebody trying to use racism as an excuse for being married so he could try to get in a girl's pants.
Mm-hmm.
But then as we told the story as two white women, we let our white guilt get in the way.
Yeah.
And we gave this dickhead the benefit of the doubt. And when I brought up the story, I didn't think I was going to do that. But Jenny, you made me second guess it.
Look, I have a bad habit of playing fucking devil's advocate, man. I didn't want to defend him, and I still don't. Like, so we got some feedback on it. You told the story on a Facebook post, like in a group, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm. To a very diverse group of people.
Yeah.
Much more diverse than Jenny and myself.
Yes, much more the two Anglo white women. and pretty much the consensus seemed to be, yeah, he's fucking around.
Married as fuck.
Married as fuck.
And they all said, not just married, but multiple side pieces.
Which is very believable as well.
He is angling a lot of bullshit.
And then I kind of end up feeling bad after that, because like I felt like it was like I was defending him too hard. You know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't have been defending him. Like, I didn't really believe him. There was just some.
You were just trying to play devil's advocate. Well, I mean, the truth in what he's saying is it is difficult for black people in this country.
Yes,
that is true.
Particularly in the South.
Or anywhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want to like narrow it down, but, you know, I guess historically it's been worse in the South.
That's
matter.
Only because the North is more segregated.
And they're better at hiding it, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Like, no, because I've lived in New York. It is more segregated. Like, it, and it's intentionally,
mm-hmm.
you know, whereas the South, it was just by law, they were allowed to segregate until the mid 60s, and then they were forced to stop.
Okay.
So in the North, neighborhoods are still segregated, but because it was never mandated by law, it's just done, you know, by preference. But the preference starts because the black people would have been beaten up or killed if they moved into the white neighborhood. Mm. It's not any less evil.
Right, right.
And of course, things are getting better now. Yeah. But, you know, it's been
60 fucking years.
It's the same way. You know, it's the same way that it was down here.
Right.
You know?
So anyways.
Anyway, let's not get into that because that's too heavy. The point is, this dude was married.
Yes.
And was caught wearing a wedding ring and tried to say he wears the wedding ring because racism. And that's yes. fucked up. And he's disgusting.
Right. And I do stand by what I said about that. I was like, you know, my gut is telling me that, yeah, he is up to something. He may be right about some things, but using racism as his excuse to get laid, using fucking white guilt specifically. I think that was one of the comments that I thought was particularly interesting, was that like they felt like he probably, like, all of his side pieces are all white women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that your friend Boren.
Yeah, my friend Boren is white. Yeah.
Yeah. which I think that has to be part of it. Like, if he's using white guilt as his way to manipulate people, I think it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting. So shame on you, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, Halloween.
What I had said was, if the guy was smart, he would have admitted to being married, but explained it in the way of, look, I'm still married, but we're separated. I still wear the ring at work because I'm not ready to discuss that I'm divorced.
See,
that would have been smart. And that she could have fallen for.
Yep. And that's why we get away with shit.
You know, even if he had said, because of COVID, we're still living in the same house. So, no, you can't come over here.
Right. So anything would have been better than what he said. Like,
it would have been so easy to smooth it over if he had had a brain.
Red flags all over the place.
Red flag. You can ignore those red flags. But not if it's that stupid.
That's not just red flags. That's like the fucking bullfighter waving the whole cloth, the whole bolt of fabric at her.
Yeah, dude.
I hope he listens to the show.
I wish he would.
I wish he would too.
I wish I could find him.
We'll find him.
Yeah. I totally just wish I could find him so we could totally blast his ass. Oh, you. Oh, you're not married, huh?
My blast is asking me to peg him.
Yes.
Good.
Tear him a new one.
Good. Oh, God bless.
So, speaking of tearing ass, I decided to get a flu shot.
Good.
At Walmart.
Yet to get one this year. Wait, what? You get a great value flu shot?
I got flu shot at Walmart.
Oh, shit.
So you see what had happened was, I was in Walmart making a return.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no intention of getting a flu shot. I just wanted to return a pair of pants that didn't fit my son.
Okay.
But as I'm standing there in the return line, a woman comes up next to me and makes an announcement over the little phone. She's like, "Hello, Walmart shoppers. While you're out shopping today, why not get a flu shot? It'll take less than 5 minutes and you'll be protected for the whole season. You don't want yourself or anyone around you getting the flu. So come on over and get a flu shot." And it was like, so
sounds legit. Yeah.
And she did like such a great little job on the announcement. And then as she hangs up the receiver, I was like, that was fantastic. You should work in radio. And
see, she wanted to do a voice on Bell and Dubs work.
But looking at her, like, she definitely looked like a woman who works at Walmart, you know, like she looked like, you know, she looked like she was in her early 40s, but because of the region and the hairstyle and the way she was dressed, mm-hmm. she might have only been like 28.
Right, right. I think we discussed that with somebody about somebody once. Like, I showed you a picture of somebody and you're like, she could either be 27 or 45. You have no fucking idea.
She had like a crusty bang.
You like know, a like whole can of Aquanet.
Like she's been doing her hair the same way since like 1992.
Yes.
But anyway, she gave this great little, you know, promotion for come get your flu shot. And I just looked over at her and I was like, that was fantastic. And she was like, thanks. I just winged it. I just made it up. And she went off on her little way. And, you know, I finished my return and then had to go back into the regular checkout line to buy something. And I come through the line and she's there at the table asking everybody as they walk by, would you like a flu shot? Would you like a flu shot? And this was on a haunt day. This was on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. I had the haunt that night. I was kind of in a rush, but also I was like, I looked at her and I said, can you really do it in under 5 minutes? She was like, we can get you out of here in 3.
Oh, like, shit.
I said, all right, then I'm
wrestling.
In. So I go to sit down to get the flu shot and I'm thinking it's going to be her that does it. It is not her.
Oh.
She's just the hype man.
Oh, shit. Some bitch came at you with an axe like, I got you, bitch.
So I sit down to get my flu shot and it's another woman there. You know, first I had to fill out the information, which like they said, mm-hmm. I was done with that, with the form in like under a minute, maybe 2 minutes, just getting all my stuff down. I sit down next to the other woman who's doing the flu shot and I didn't even get a good look at her. I didn't even get a good look at this one because I was just, you know, ready to go. And especially you're gearing up for that shot. I'm not going to stare at that needle. Just stick it in my arm. Go for it.
Just do it.
She sticks it in my arm. And I've got many shots in my life. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fucking pussy. She sticks it in my arm and I just go. And she's like, Oh, I'm sorry. And then.
That's never good when somebody stabs you with something and then says, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I made that noise too. It was a hard noise. Like mm-hmm. I had to like grunt. And then she looked down and she could see my wrist was twitching. And she's like, oh, I went a bit too deep with that one. And then like she takes it out and puts the Band-Aid on and it's still hurting. It still feels like the needle is there and I have a pain all
break
the way
shit off in your
down
arm?
My arm. And I'm just like,
snap.
She's like, are you okay? And I'm like, sure, it'll be fine. And I was like, am I done? She's like, yeah, you're done.
Oh my God.
And get up with this throbbing pain in my arm. And she walks over to the hype man, the mm-hmm. woman who lured me in the first place. And she's like, I really messed that one up.
Jesus, that's not something you want to hear.
I know. She was trying to whisper it, but I can hear her.
She probably whispered it into the mic and just told the entire store.
And the other lady's like, did you at least give her the care package? And then they stop me because there's a care package with like, I don't know, like cookies in it and like Tums, you know, because okay. sometimes the flu shot gives you diarrhea, but nothing what? For any kind of, yeah, the flu shot can totally give you diarrhea.
Jesus.
And stupid me, I got the shot right before I went to go work at the haunt.
Oh, no. Did you shit yourself again?
I didn't. But I like, I got home and I told Matt, I was like, I just got a flu shot. He was like, at Walmart? What is wrong with you?
Wow.
My arm hurt for a good 4 days.
Did you end up getting sick from it or anything? Or
no, just... I didn't. No flu symptoms, no cold symptoms.
Okay.
Just pain in my arm.
And you've never gotten that from the flu shot before. Like,
this is my first flu shot ever.
Oh, okay.
I decided I better get a flu shot. Yeah. But where it hurt, so like, I mean, the entry spot was sore, but not anything bad, nothing worse than any other shot I've ever gotten.
Didn't bruise or anything like that.
Yeah, it didn't bruise, but it was in my wrist, right at my elbow, that was in pain for days.
Oh, wow.
She hit a nerve or some shit.
God damn.
Yeah.
So, that's
what, like I said, she saw my wrist twitch. She knew what the fuck she did.
That's not a good sign.
No. Don't get your flu shot from Walmart.
So I should at least go to like Kmart?
Go to your doctor's office. Go to your PCP. If you're visiting your doctor anyway.
Right now. Does that count?
No. If you're, and like, that's why I was the stupidest, was because I had a scheduled doctor appointment not long after this, and I could have just gotten it there.
See, I usually don't get the flu shot.
Me neither.
I figured I should. I'm definitely going to get one this year, especially after everything that's going on. I think I got the flu last year. Like, I was really sick. I think you came up to visit. Mm-hmm. Shortly after I recovered from it, and I was still
it was January.
Like, yeah, I still had like
you might have had COVID.
I might have had COVID. Yeah, I was like I was patient zero. I fucked that bat. So yeah, like I was bound and determined to get it last year because like I always thought like oh fuck it, like I'm generally healthy. I don't have any immune problems. I don't need to get the flu shot,
right?
Because like I've never like I can't remember the last time I got the flu. I'm pretty like I stay away from people because people are disgusting and I don't like them. So I stay away from them anyway. I generally don't get sick. And last year I was in the process of moving about a year ago. And so that took up like all of my attention, all of my energy that I had, and it just completely slipped my mind. And of course I should have gotten it. It was probably the stress and everything that I was going through last year that caused my immune system to be like kind of and caused me to get sick for the first time in forever. Yeah. I think I've gotten the flu shot like once before. I was at the doctor's office and it happened to be flu season. He's like, I can give you the shot while I'm here, you know, get you this, you know, get you out of here. But like I was like, I don't need it. I don't need it. So, but then it was kind of put to me as like, you know, if you get the flu shot, it's you're doing your part to help people who can't get the flu shot.
Right.
It's the same as like getting the measles
shot. You're protecting babies and yes, old people and anybody else that would get really, really sick, yes, if they did get it. And even the people who can get the flu shot doesn't always protect against all strains, but it might be more effective in certain people than in others.
Right.
So, you know, somebody with a weakened immune system, they might not, like the flu shot may not protect them as much, but it would protect you and it will prevent you from spreading that around.
Yes. I can contribute to herd immunity by getting the flu shot. So I'm going to do it this year. I won't go to Walmart. Actually, I don't think I've set foot in a Walmart since at least February.
Yeah, don't.
I'm good. I'm really good.
I mean, I've been a handful of times since February, but it's like that was just like I needed some specific things. It's hard, man, because you can't find shit.
Right.
And you got to go looking around for everything.
And I used to like Walmart or Target or places like that, because Walmart in particular, because you could do all of your grocery shopping and all of your like random other bullshit shopping in the same place. I need ice cube trays. I need chicken breasts. I need salad. I need, you know, lube, whatever. You can get it all at Walmart. It's one stop shop.
Right.
Now it's like, well, now I got to go to actually different stores. You know, I have to shop around like some kind of a commoner.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not going to Walmart. Still haven't gone. Went to Food Lion like once. That's it. Because Food Lion has not given a shit about.
I went to Wegmans a couple days ago. Wegmans has a good selection. Mm-hmm. They're just a little bit more expensive with certain things, but I would rather pay a larger amount than deal with Walmart.
Exactly. Exactly. And Wegmans was one of the first ones that I noticed was doing really, really well on their social distancing practices.
Yeah.
They've slacked a little bit since.
Yeah. They're not doing as much as they were, but
they don't make you like at one point they were yelling at you if you stepped up to the belt before they had a chance to disinfect the entire thing.
Right.
I mean, they had like a process.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I felt safe going in there other than the fact that like while you're standing there in line, people are walking around you and shit. And I'm just like,
yeah, dude,
way too fucking neurotic for this shit.
Mm. Yeah. I went to Wegmans the other day and I got a bunch of shit. I got, you know, bought some butter.
You get that French butter, that butter boy.
I didn't. I just got regular butter.
Girl, gotta get that butter boy.
I don't eat it. My son eats it.
Oh.
And
teenagers are not cultured enough for
he eats like a stick of butter at a time. I can't get in that butter boy. He'll just eat it with a spoon and that'll be it.
Fuck that shit. No.
But speaking of teenagers, he helped me put away the groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which one of us was more embarrassed. He was putting away the stuff into the fridge, turns around and hands me the box of condoms that I had just bought. I was like, thanks. And he was like, it was in the bag with the butter. I said, I didn't bag the groceries. Wasn't my choice.
Fucking teenagers. Yeah. I mean, you're setting a good example. Come on now.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, it was just a, you know.
Yeah.
You need backup moments. Sometimes, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you miss a pill or you take an antibiotic.
Listen, it's now 8:26. You need some backup. I'm like, oh, shit. I think I need backup now.
Go take your pill.
I'm going to. Don't tell me what to do. Goddamn. Goddamn.
I was on antibiotics and I needed to use condoms.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I didn't take care of myself. I had a staph infection. So now a staph infection happens because
I was trying to joke, but I couldn't because I know it's gross.
It sounds grosser than it is because I always thought it was just like only disgusting, filthy people get them. But now I understand.
Like you.
Yes. Just like me. Everybody has staph growing in their skin and living in their nose or their mouth. And all you need is a little cut and like the right weakening of your immune system.
Right, right.
And it'll take a hold of you.
Yep.
So be careful. If you have something that you think looks weird, go to the doctor and get it taken care of.
Yeah.
So
don't put gin and tonic on it.
I was actually really lucky. I got a cut from the mask I was wearing at the haunt.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't even look like a cut. I could feel it irritating me and it felt like I was getting a pimple.
Well, like when we did the show a couple of weeks ago, it looked like you had a pimple.
That's right. Did I talk about it on Patreon or anything?
I don't think so. Yeah. No. It was like the day after that you were shit, this is serious.
Yeah. It was that day I was like, I got something nasty on my face. I think my mask burned me. And probably you couldn't see as well over the webcam. It was a little worse than a normal pimple. And I sent a picture to the Red Vein management chat to say, hey guys, I'm going to need some help with my mask tonight because I got some kind of burn from my mask. You know, like some kind of it rubbed weird. And one of the guys in the group said, that looks like impetigo. And impetigo is something that happens from like using dirty stuff. And it usually starts like right on your mouth or your nose.
Mm.
It's similar. So I did a teledoc appointment and they prescribed me a really strong antibiotic pill, but nothing topical.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to work at the haunt that night. And the next day it was worse. Not only was my face worse, but I had a couple spots on my hand.
Oh my God.
So I got really scared. I was like, what is this? And the spots on my hand, they didn't look that bad, but I knew what it was. I could tell right away. Mm-hmm. So I got to see the doctor that day and she looked at me. She's like, okay, it's not impetigo. That's staph. I'm like, okay. And she's like, what antibiotic are you on from your previous appointment? And I showed her. She's like, that's good. That's going to kill this. But you need something topical and you need to make sure you're covering it with a Band-Aid.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, follow. And I also loaded up on all the probiotics, ton of yogurt, ton of kefir.
Yep.
Used condoms because, of course, my birth control is not going to work on an antibiotic. You know, just kept everything clean. I spent like probably $50 at CVS just buying like stuff to keep me clean.
Right.
I bought there's this soap. I forget what it's called, but it's a special type of surgical soap that they tell you to use on your body parts before you have surgery. Because okay. It specifically kills staph.
It's probably the same stuff that we use like when I get like a tattoo or something like that. It's like the green soap or something.
It's probably clear.
Something similar.
It's clear, but it's probably something similar to that. Yeah. So I use that, you know, on all the areas 3 times a day. I use the ointment 3 times a day, you know, Band-Aids. And the stuff on my hand went away like within 2 days.
Nice.
The thing on my face, it's like a, you know, it looks like
it looks like remnants. A pimple again, basically.
Yeah, it's just a little pink mark. It doesn't look like a pimple. It looks like the like leftovers of a cut. But it's not going to scar because it's only been a couple days and it's already like pink and nice.
That's
and
nuts though.
Better.
I'm glad you went to the doctor. I'm glad you got it taken care of and everything is kind of on the mend now.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. That's scary.
But I was scared that I was going to have spread it around the haunt. But apparently like with staph itself, it's more contagious to you than it is to other people.
Okay.
Because well,
like you said, if it's kind of on everybody anyway, kind of
right,
like,
right. It can like, but it can like get back in your own bloodstream. And it like, if it's on, if like you like get the blister stuff on your clothes, then it can touch you somewhere else. And I think that's what happened in my face. I think I like wiped my either that or, you know, I'm in a mask and gloves and it might've mm-hmm. been, I could have somehow gotten it into my gloves. Like, at the end of the night, I just tear off my mask and gloves and throw everything in a pile.
Right. Or if you were so sweaty that's real easily. You just kind of went like that.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh
so,
God.
So it was scary. Yes. It's all figured out now. Yeah.
Wow.
It didn't help that the way that my mask is, was hard to clean with the stuff that we had at the haunt. And I thought I was using alcohol, but I was using a solution of alcohol and water. And
okay.
Alcohol mixed with water is not going to sanitize stuff. It has to be, it has to be at least 50%.
No, I think
or 60%.
We all learned a lot about sanitation.
Yeah.
Hygiene this year.
Yeah, we have.
Wash but your it, hands.
But it actually works better if I hand wash it. So I've been bringing it home every night to hand wash it now.
Good.
Yeah. Woo. Now that we only have a couple nights left. Oh, and by the time people hear this, we'll be over.
It'll be over. Halloween's done.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you in relation to Halloween, like I haven't been doing Halloween for a few years anyway, because at my old neighborhood, kids didn't come around. I would end up eating candy myself and just getting fat. So I stopped participating. I saw a topic on Facebook, one of the few visits I made on Facebook today. what were your best and what's your best Halloween candy? And then what is the worst Halloween candy you've ever gotten?
Oh, I mean, I can't think about ever. Ever's tough.
I have an answer that stands out for sure. Like I knew the worst immediately before I even think of the best. So my best were whenever I would get Butterfingers.
Okay.
Whenever I would get peanut butter cups.
Okay. If we're answering like this, I can easily answer. The way you said best and worst ever, I thought you meant one example.
Oh no!
Of each, like the best.
Well,
of
worst.
All of them.
I do have a one.
Okay.
Worst, but whatever falls under the umbrella of worse for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never got full size ones. I always heard the legends of kids that would go to the...
You had to go to the right house. Yeah.
I never found to get the there right
early.
Houses.
You had to get there early.
I never found these fucking mm-hmm. houses. I think it's like Sasquatch. It doesn't exist.
No, I had it, but like it was kids I knew. Like they'd be like, my parents are doing this. Okay, we'll go there. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to the poor neighborhoods, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Butterfingers, any kind of Reese's. God, if they gave you the full size Reese's, now that was something special.
That you did get?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then Nerds were probably my favorites.
Ew.
Hearts.
Ew.
I love sour shit.
I hate sour shit.
Look, you would not like this drink then because tasted like fucking Sweet Tarts in a glass.
Oh, yeah, no way.
In fact, when I was drinking it the first time, he made this drink for me and I said, this tastes like my childhood.
I thought you said it was spicy.
It is spicy, but it's spicy and sweet.
But that's not Sweet Tarts.
I mean, Sweet Tarts with cayenne pepper on it. I don't know.
Okay. All right, so I have several least favorite candies.
Do your favorites first.
I mean, like what you said, Snickers, Twix, Reese's Cups.
Anything without nougat.
Yeah, but I would like, I mean, but Snickers and Milky Way are still good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was always happy to get those. Mm-hmm. I always enjoyed the little chocolate bars. You know, the minis, the Hershey's minis.
Oh, yeah, like the crackles and shit like that.
The little crackles. Yeah, the little Nestle Crunches. I always liked those a lot. Like you said, Butterfinger.
Mm-hmm.
Basically anything chocolate. Like yeah. I liked anything that was like a quote unquote candy bar.
Yes.
Or anything that was chocolate.
That was like the high tier and then like yeah. Smarties.
I liked Mary Jane's. And I feel like I'd never had Mary Jane's other than Halloween.
Yeah.
Like there are some candies that like I don't remember having outside of Halloween.
Yeah.
Mary Jane's were one of them. So I was always happy with those. And I feel like the mini Hershey bars, like there was never an occasion for mini Hershey bars other than Halloween. So that was always fun.
Pretty much. Yeah. We used to have them like in our candy dish at work, but that was about it.
Yeah, that's funny. We have them in my candy dish at work now, but I don't really remember them as a kid.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, because we didn't go to work.
But I was always happy with any of the actual like candy bar stuff, even if they were small, you know?
Yeah, like if I got like a lollipop or something, I was like, get out of here. Like, oh, God, and the worst was like the lollipops with like, do you remember those like Bobo ones that had like the loop and it was like the safety lollipop?
Yeah. With it?
It's like fucking chuck these things out and just smash them.
Or like the mystery flavored Dum Dums.
Yeah.
So my least favorite, I don't like Smarties. I don't like Sweet Tarts. I hate bottle caps.
Dude, I would be trading you all that shit.
Yeah. So I didn't like any of that kind of stuff. I hated the like weird molasses taffy things.
Yes, those Halloween taffies.
Yes, we all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It was just like and it was almost like I could eat one and be like, oh, it's not so bad. And then I'd take the bite of the next one and just be like, bleh.
Yeah. And sometimes it depended on how like fresh they were. Like you could get some really super stale ones that would like pull your teeth out.
And that might be the issue.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I would sometimes think I kind of liked it.
Yeah, probably.
Because sometimes they almost had like a Mary Jane type flavor to them.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes like they were kind of more peanut buttery.
Yeah.
Molasses. How do you feel about candy corn? Are you pro or con candy corn?
I'm not real. Like, I don't have a lot of hate for candy corn.
It's very divisive right now.
But I don't really like it. I used to love mallow pumpkins when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of them anymore. But I don't know why everybody hates candy corn.
I don't either.
It's like those pink cookies that everybody hates.
Oh, those are definitely a love hate for me. Like I eat them and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? They're so good.
But like people are so like just terrible about it.
People just want to be divisive about everything.
Which kind of makes me... So the other candies that I hate to bring it up.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I hate Twizzlers.
Oh, I don't like Twizzlers either.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel like I'm eating a candle or biting into a crayon. It's nasty. Yeah,
like the textures, just they're just waxy and plasticky. Like,
yeah,
I don't like them. And I actually like black licorice. I'm a fucking weirdo. I like all the shit that people don't like, pretty much. I like black licorice, but not Twizzlers. Twizzlers is not licorice. It's plastic. It's so that's what another one I would trade to my sister. Like if she didn't want the sweet tarts and all the bottle caps and shit. I would give her my Twizzlers, like, because we always dump all of our candy out in piles and like we're dragons, you know? And this is my hoard.
Did you go trick-or-treating with a pillowcase instead of like a bag or like a pumpkin?
No. So my mom actually made this bag for us. I think she got it from like a fabric store or something. It was like a pre-printed, you know, piece of fabric, and it said trick-or-treat, and it had like, you just sort of sew it together, and it had like glow in the dark ghosts and shit. I think I might still have it. Like, I'm such
adorable.
So like it was bigger than a pillowcase. It was like you could hold like 20 pounds of candy.
Nice.
Like you could just, if you took it and like swung it at somebody, you'd beat the shit out of them. So I had a fun story. Like when I saw this topic on Facebook, I immediately thought of the worst one. So my sister and I went down the street. This was one of the years that I think my parents didn't take us out. Like, cause we lived out in the country. So like you had to drive to different houses for the most part. Cause, like, otherwise you'd be walking for like 4 miles and not getting candy. But so some years we would like walk to certain houses and they would take us out to the neighborhood or whatever.
See, that's why you never got those full size bars.
That's probably what it was. Yeah. Because we're out in the country. Like, I'm surprised to get meth.
And that's the thing, is that when you go to the houses of the people who do have the full size bars, they've got to know you.
Oh.
If they know you, they'll be like, oh, here's the Snickers.
And as established, I don't like people. I
also,
never like people.
You might have to prove to them that you're a real girl to get a full size Hershey bar.
Excellent callback. Holy shit. I forgot about that story. I got to dig that one up for the listeners. Holy shit. Somebody's got to listen to that. So this story did not involve real size, full size Hershey bars or proving that I'm a real girl. No, we went down the street to this little old lady's house. I mean, she's super sweet. And like looking back, this is one of those moments that I'm like, God, I was such an asshole kid. But like we knock on her door, trick or treat. She forgot that it was fucking Halloween. And we're like, oh, shit. It's like, okay, no, whatever. No problem. And I think she was one of the people that used to give us pennies, which I fucking hated.
Yeah.
I didn't want your bag full of fucking pennies because I can't do shit with it. My sister would just scoop them all into her bag, but whatever. So this year she gave us, she was like, I forgot it's Halloween, but here I have this bowl of gum that she's got on her coffee table sitting on a fucking doily. And it's just sitting out in a bowl. So it's like dry, hard fucking marbles. And it said like happy anniversary on it. Like she had these for like a party or something. And there was a bunch left over. She put them in her purse and took them home and put them in a bowl for her visitors and for us on Halloween. She gave us these fucking things. They were like hard as a goddamn rock. We're like, we tried to eat them and it was like breaking her fucking teeth. So we just chucked them in the street and fucking stomped them into dust. So yeah, I'm an asshole kid. We didn't let her see this. Like, we didn't like say, oh, fuck you, old lady. But.
And that old lady's dead now.
I'm sure she is. That was 25 years ago. She was old then. I mean, she might be an immortal. I have no idea. She might come back to haunt me. I'm ready for it.
I also feel like it was probably a lot more than 25 years ago.
No,
get out on it.
We were older. Well, it was a little bit more than 25 years ago. We were a little bit older at the time. That's why our parents would let us go out and walk around on our own.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I think my parents were divorced, so they didn't give a shit what we did at that point.
To the world with you, feral children.
Exactly. Exactly. And look at me now, doing a podcast to deal with my personal issues.
I do remember that, like, the Bazooka Joe bubblegum was always stale and flavorless and nasty.
Yeah.
But yeah. I also remember, like, finding it and being like, oh, Bazooka Joe. Yeah. Because it would have the little comic in the wrapper.
Yes.
You know, Laffy Taffy's with their little jokes. I still love those. They're the wrong flavor profile for me, but I still like them. Now and Laters used to be big on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about those.
Yeah, which they are not good.
I don't feel like we ever got those for Halloween, but like if we got money or something, we would go buy those because you could buy individual ones. So. I don't think cheap. I got Jolly Ranchers for Halloween.
I can't remember getting Jolly Ranchers for Halloween either. Or any of those like Warheads or sour things.
Now, like when Haley was a kid, she would get those. She would get the Warheads and she would get Jolly Ranchers. It's like there's different generations of
candy.
Airheads. She would get Airheads.
So we might be talking about stuff that like our younger listeners don't even know.
Yes.
I was going to say, but Baja Bitch wasn't born till like we were out of high school.
I think Baja Bitch is like my daughter's age. I really think so.
He said what year he was born the other day. And I was like, I wanted to slap him.
Yeah.
And for you fucking to know what we're talking about, you should be joining our Discord.
Yes. It's all in the Discord. God damn, people need to fucking keep up with our shit. And if you want to see us doing our show, we do a video every week when we do the show. And you can get the show before anybody else if you sign up for Patreon and sign up for the champagne room level to get the videos.
It really is champagne room level.
It really is. I mean, everyone's
the amount of stuff that I show. And- yeah. You can go back into the archives. All they have to do is pay the $5 the one time, and then they can see the archives, right?
They could, yeah.
Yeah. There are archives of me with my boobs out.
Full titties.
Yeah.
Only $5. It's a bargain. It's a bargain, you guys.
Last weekend at the Haunt. Oh, this isn't involving our show, but it's just a funny story. Last weekend at the Haunt, two of the guys were running around with their shirts off because it was 80 degrees in fucking October. And I was so jealous. And I was like, if it's 80 degrees next week, I swear to God, I'm going topless too.
Yeah.
I was like, you need to find a way to make my tits scary because they're not scary. But makeup and costumes, find a way.
Yeah, just make them into like monster eyes or something. Paint over the areolas, just paint the eyes.
And then just shimmy. Shimmy and shake as people walk into my scene. Poke an eyeball out. That'll scare them.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Haunted titties. Woo!
That'd be pretty easy to do because we were thinking something much more complicated. We were thinking about teeth. Like just like putting teeth all over me. Like a teeth keenie. No.
You need to hire me. I'll do your ghost titty makeup.
All right. I'll drive down to your house. You do my ghost titty makeup and then I'll drive back.
Okay.
Up.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
It's really worth it.
Let's wrap this shit up. Hey, we're Mouth Broadcast. mouthofbroadcast.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon at Mouth of Broadcast. And you can call us at 757-541-CUNT. Tell us how wrong we are on literally everything.
Yeah, we want to hear how wrong we are.
We'll see you next Tuesday, motherfucker!
Ghost cities. The final frontier.
Dun, 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 dun. Ha ha.